Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, I would invite you to come with me on a visit to the church at Philippi. The year is 60 AD. Paul is under house arrest in Rome. His visit to Philippi when the church was first established was some 8 to 10 years before. Philippi became known as the birthplace of the church in Europe. It was during his second missionary journey that Paul, together with Timothy and Silas, joined by Luke, the physician, arrived in Philippi. It is presumed that Jews were not prevalent in Philippi, so the new church had no synagogue and was primarily amongst the Gentiles, including women, most notably Lydia. Philippi was a major city in Macedonia, on the road to Rome from Asia. From Rome, it would have taken well over a month to travel to Philippi, a distance of approximately 800 miles. It had been several years since Paul had been with his church in Philippi, and communication with them was long distance. Letters were carried by Paul's companions, such as Timothy, whom he sent to bring word back to them. In our reading from Philippians, Paul is addressing the church at Philippi by letter, which was written while under house arrest in Rome. The letter was one of gratitude, for the church at Philippi had continued to support Paul in his missionary travels. This was also an opportunity to express his joy for their ministry and encouragement to stand firm in their faith, as there were those who would distract them to return to their pagan ways of life. At the very beginning of his letter, Paul writes, "I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, because I have you in my heart." This is a fellowship of believers dear to Paul. He misses being with them, and he wants them to know that they are his dearly beloved brothers and sisters, his joy, and as Scripture says, his crown. And it is important that they not be discouraged or anxious about circumstances in their community or in their fellowship. Can you imagine how the fellowship at Philippi felt when they heard those words? "You are my joy and my crown. Stand firm in the Lord." Words they needed to hear. When Paul had left Philippi, I'm sure they missed his presence and spiritual leadership, and communication back and forth between them was difficult. Yet they continued to send financial support to him. What was happening in Philippi at the church in 60 AD? Well, first of all, Paul mentions some kind of disagreement between two of the women in the church, Euodia and Syntyche. They were two prominent women who lately began to irritate each other. Word had gotten back to Paul that there was some kind of a conflict. Today, we know this never happens, right? His words are counsel for us today. It is important not to let disagreements grow into conflict. When unresolved, they cause hurt and pain for the whole body. When one member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. We are reminded of this, his similar words to the church at Ephesus. "Let us grow up in every way into him who is the head of the church, into Christ. When the whole body works together and is supported by the other parts of the body, we grow into a healthy and strong church, built upon love." We, the church, are to be of one mind, setting aside our differences. Yes, we may not always agree, but we are exhorted to be of one mind, listening to each other, offering forgiveness, accepting forgiveness, and trusting in God's promises and his words we listened to last week. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, to give you a future and a hope." Don't sweat the small stuff. Last week, we were introduced to Pastor Jeremy and his family. Did you feel the excitement in this place? I certainly did. That was the Holy Spirit making us all aware that this is a special time in the life of your congregation. With that excitement, there may also come a mixture and a sense of anxiety stirring within. Perhaps it's helpful to know that Paul was sensing this from the church at Philippi as well. May his words bring you a sense of peace as you hear them again. He writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And then he says it again, "Rejoice." Rejoice in the Lord. Take delight in what the Lord has been doing in your lives during the past year or two and the past 60 years. He has brought you together to be of one mind and of one focus. You have been prayerful, and you have asked the God Spirit to guide you. Trust your leadership and your call committee. Trust that the stirring within is from the Holy Spirit. And most of all, trust in the Lord. He is faithful. Remember, God equips those whom he calls. Again, listen to what Paul has to say. He says, "Don't worry about anything. Do not be anxious. But in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In everything. I have found that most of our anxieties are centered around circumstances over which we have no control, the what-ifs of the future, and most of them are based in fear. Fear of not making the right decision or fear of not doing well enough. I still have dreams about being late to class or not being prepared for that final exam. Again, I am reminded of those comforting words, "Perfect love casts out fear." And Jesus is that perfect love. I must confess to you all this morning, when John Mott told me that Bishop Mark would be joining us for service today, I thought, "Oh, wow, how great. We will be meeting him and hearing from him at this very moment." Then Laura informed me that he would prefer me to bring you the message for the day. The butterflies began to fly in all directions. Then I was reminded of these words. "Don't worry. Be anxious about nothing. God will provide not only the words, but the message." So began my prayers once again. Prayers of thanksgiving for all of you, for your steadfast journey to continue to bring the gospel message to this community. Prayers for Kai and Lauren, as they are claiming faith in Jesus and sharing that faith with their son, Reed. And prayers that those butterflies would get in formation and focus on the purpose of this morning, to worship our Lord in spirit and in truth, and to celebrate this day for all that God has blessed us with. Don't worry, be prayerful. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You would think that this sounds like the ending of Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, but there is more. Something that he wants to remind them of when he says, "Finally." There are more words of encouragement and exhortation. Listen to what he is saying. "Finally, brothers and sisters, here's what I want you to think about, remember, and to focus on. You have put your anxieties into God's hands. You have given thanks, and you have prayed, asking God for what it is that you need. Here is a list of virtues that I want you to focus on. Truth. Whatever is true, think about those things which you know to be true about God, God's word, and God's grace. Honor. To be honest with each other and with God, and to honor God in all that you do and say. Justice. Do what is right. Work for justice in God's world, Whatever is pure, whatever in thought, word, and deed, whatever is lovely. Enjoy and protect all of God's creation. Whatever is commendable. Build up the body of Christ in this place by appreciating and affirming the gifts of others. Paul wants them to keep on living and practicing the ethics and morality which they have learned from his life and his teaching. God wants to continue to build a strong church which is spirit-led and spirit-filled with leadership. Those leaders will be given the divine guidance, strength, and ability to accomplish God's work. You are all leaders in this congregation. You all have gifts. You are a part of this body, and all of those parts are needed for this body to function the way God intended for it to be a strong church. A strong church relies on the truths that are revealed to us through the reading of the Word. A strong church that is built upon faith and prayer. Paul tells us that if we follow his example, we will stand firm. We will be filled with faith. Live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel, standing firm in your faith, being in one spirit, with one mind, working side by side. And the God of peace will be with you and in you. Praise be to God. Amen.